The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is TJ Dumphy of KSIB Radio in Creston and Terry Quek-Matsey of Successful Farming. TJ, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
TJ Dumphy here with KSIB. Talk to me a little bit about the progress moving forward with the bill for the Alzheimer's and other disabilities in terms of locating. I know you've been working hard to a bipartisan type of bill with, I believe, a senator from Minnesota. How's that progressing through?
The only hope of getting it done this year would be when we put together some health bills that deal with mostly with rural health care delivery, but it can include other things like the bill you're talking about. And at the staff level of the finance committee, so Dr. Summers, my health advisor, is working on that now, and I can't give you an update whether or not it'll be included or not. But I know that we're working real hard to put together a package of bills that will pass just before Christmas.
Good afternoon, Senator. This is Terry Quek-Matsey, and I'm with Successful Farming and Agriculture.com this afternoon. Tax reform is on everybody's mind, and I know you did a special press conference a week or so ago talking about that. Aside from estate tax issues, what measures in this bill will specifically affect farmers?
First of all, I think most family farmers would fall into the category of middle-income people. And this is really a middle-income tax cut. Farmers will also benefit from a special credit that is given for people that are small business and farmers because a certain part of their income, it would be 17 4/10% of their business income, will be taxed at a lower rate than the individual tax, and that's to give credit for the gamble of capital that they have investing in a small business. Those two things are the most benefit. Now, I want to clarify on the estate tax because you brought that up. The House does away with estate tax. We in the Senate double it. I prefer doing away with it, but the doubling will help most family farmers.
Yeah, Senator Grassley, some have said that speaking of the tax reform and tax cuts, some say that that package now includes the repeal of the federal fine for failing to have health insurance, and there's been some concerns about that as well. Anything in terms of that, and also that it tilts unfairly towards corporations?
Yeah. The first part is there are 52,000 Iowans that decide not to take health insurance and have to pay additional taxes, which is kind of a fine from the federal government for not buying health insurance. That's their choice. They decide to do it. 85% of them are below $50,000 a year income. So it's a very regressive tax. So wanting to make the tax more progressive, one way of doing it is doing away with the penalty if you don't buy insurance. Under Obamacare, the only thing that we're doing is doing away with the mandate that individuals have to have insurance, and if you don't have insurance, you have to pay this fine to the IRS. And that could be up to $695 for a lot of families. Then, in regard to the latter one, the accusation that it's more for corporations than individuals is only based upon a quirk in the rules of the United States Senate. When you pass something with just 51 votes, it's called reconciliation. You can't pass legislation for more than 10 years without. So when you cut it off at 10 years and then the taxes go back up to what they are right now, then that makes it look like corporations get a better deal than individuals get, particularly middle-income people. So what will happen 9 or 10 years from now is Congress is going to extend these tax cuts into the future, just like in 2001 when I was chairman of the committee. We got tax cuts passed, but we did it under reconciliation, so it could only be for 10 years. But by the time we got to 2010, they were eventually made permanent.
Yes, Senator, one of the campaign carrots that was thrown around last year was transportation infrastructure investment. Where is that? And particularly in light of tax cuts, is that still a possibility?
Let me tell you where we're supposed to be now, and we aren't. Number one, on January the 20th, we're going to have Obamacare repealed by Easter. By August the 1st, we're going to have a tax cut done. Well, we obviously didn't get repeal done, and we're now working on taxes 4 months later than we anticipated. So that puts infrastructure, which was supposed to be done right now, into next year.
I read the other day somewhere where we are at an all-time high with ag exports. What are we doing to make sure that continues?
Well, the best thing we can do is don't screw up NAFTA, because they're our biggest source of at least the export of Midwestern grain. And we've made very clear to Bob Lighthizer, we've told him very strongly that this would be a disaster for agriculture if we withdraw from NAFTA. So I think maintaining the trading partners and relationships we have now is the best thing we can do to fight for agriculture, and that's what Midwestern senators are doing.
Senator Grassley, have you sent any messages to Senator Ted Cruz in terms of getting Bill Northey approved through to the USDA?
No, my talk has been entirely with the leader, who can override Cruz by filing what we call a cloture motion, which takes 60 votes to get approved, and I think we can get it approved. So we have McConnell's word that there's two lists for sub-cabinet people on the one hand and judges on the other hand, and that Northey will move to the top of the sub-cabinet list. So probably the first or second week of December, we ought to be able to get him up.
Thank you, TJ and Terry, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.